Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, January 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Scientists say airborne chemicals that destroy ozone are now declining for the first time, helping to repair the atmospheric layer known as the ozone layer. That region of the atmosphere, roughly 9 to 18 miles high, absorbs ultraviolet rays and prevents them from reaching the Earth's surface. This ozone layer has been fragile for decades as the result of long-lasting chemicals used in refrigerants and propellants, which were banned in the 1980s, and planet-warming greenhouse gases, which were banned 7 years ago. Health officials in China say one of the country's most populous provinces has passed the peak in the current wave of COVID-19 infections. As of Friday, 89% of the 100 million residents in the central China province. It's unclear how many COVID-related deaths occurred in China during the current wave, as the country's classification excludes deaths involving causes other than pneumonia or respiratory failure linked directly to the virus. And the American Academy of Pediatrics for the first time is recommending that doctors offer weight loss drugs for children 12 or older with obesity. According to guidelines published today, the medications should be offered alongside lifestyle and behavioral counseling. The association also recommended that doctors offer to refer severely obese children 13 or older to surgeons to assess whether they would be good candidates for bariatric surgery. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.